Let's say you're in perimenopause or menopause right now, and you're noticing that you've put on a little bit of weight, especially around your middle. And you can tell that your metabolism is slowing down too. Well, there is one thing, super easy thing, that you can start doing today that has a far greater impact than you probably ever thought. In fact, you've probably been underestimating this. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. Being 40 or older can be a struggle with new pains and less energy. If you're determined to be strong, energetic, and feeling great for many years to come, this show is for you. No extremes, just doable self-care tips that will change your life. I'm your host, Megan Dahlman. Let's jump in. My friend Emma is 49 years old, and over the last 2 years, she realized that she's put on a little bit of weight, about 8 pounds total. She really hasn't changed anything with her habits, but she's just noticed this slight creep up in her weight, and she does not like the trend, like where this is going, and she feels like, okay, if I don't put a stop on this now, this could get out of hand. And we met for coffee a few months ago, and she said, okay, Megan, what do I need to do? Tell me just point blank what I need to do to take care of this. And I said, you know, there's so many variables that you can change. You can take a look, closer look at your nutrition, your workouts, your sleep habits, your stress. But if you're only going to do one thing, like change nothing else but this one thing, this is what I would have you do. And the good news is that this is like the simplest, easiest thing to change. So she took my advice. She did that one thing. And sure enough, in 2 months, without changing anything else, she dropped 4 pounds and could feel her energy returning to her, all proof that her metabolism had improved and her metabolic output and caloric output had improved too. So I'm going to tell you what this really simple thing is. And if you can start implementing this one thing starting today, it's going to have a dramatic impact on your metabolism, dramatic impact on just your overall body composition, which is probably something you want, and just your overall general health too for many years to come. Okay, I won't hold out on you any longer, all right? The one thing I want you to implement, this is the simplest thing in the world, and this is going to have a big impact on the way your body feels. I want you to increase your NEAT. Increase your NEAT. And you're probably like, what are you talking about? I have to be more neat, like tidy? No. If you've been coaching with me for any amount of time, all the ladies that I've been coaching for years, they know exactly what I'm talking about because I harp this on them all the time. I'm like, increase your neat. You have to increase your neat. Here's what this means. NEAT is an acronym. It's N-E-A-T. And it stands for non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Fancy, right? Pull that out at your next dinner party. Non-exercise activity thermogenesis. And in plain English, this basically means all of the activity that your body does to and expends energy doing throughout the day that's non-exercise. This is everything outside of your regular workout. It's all of the other activities that you do throughout the day. Okay. That is what's called your NEAT. All right. So this could be, you know, just cleaning the bathroom, walking to and from the car, carrying your groceries, taking the dog for a walk, you know, getting the mail. So all of the different like activities that you do throughout the day, that's not part of your actual workout itself, that is considered your NEAT. And I want you to increase your NEAT. Let me tell you why. Well, your NEAT makes up a large amount of your overall metabolic output, as much as 10%. And I know that that doesn't sound very much. You're like, 10%, really? That's not that much. But that's the difference of like 200 or 300 calories a day. All right. And for someone who's really sedentary, that NEAT, that non-exercise activity, could be as low as 1 to 2% of their overall metabolic output. But for someone who's very active, that could be as much as 10%. All right. So I'm going to share with you a few stats that I looked up, and I'm going to link this in the show notes down below. But In all of my research, you know, in midlife, weight gain is complicated. I talked about this a few weeks ago. We did a podcast all about menopausal belly fat, and I talked about some specific things to do. I'll make sure that is linked in the show notes too. But one thing that I thought was really interesting in all of my research was that one of the most common reasons why women gain weight in midlife is not necessarily because of menopause. It's actually because of a decrease in physical activity. Aging, and I'm quoting here, aging is associated with a decrease in physical activity, which may be subtle and therefore not easily perceived by the individual. Essentially, this just means that you kind of just slow down as you get older. You stop moving around quite as much. And the decrease, I'm quoting again, this decrease in physical activity further compounds the decrease in lean body mass. When you stop moving around as much, you're not as active, your muscles start to decrease as well. And that has a dramatic impact on your metabolism too. So now we have this like twofold impact on your overall metabolism. This part was interesting. They looked at twins, like women who were in midlife that were twins. Among the environmental factors affecting the weight in the studies of these female twins, physical activity has emerged as the most important. And in a study done among women aged 50 to 64 years old, only about half of them reported regular physical activity, and only one fourth of them reported high intensity activity. So only a quarter of people are actually doing like high intensity physical activity. But really, the part that concerns me is that only half of women in midlife were actually physically active. And I think a lot of this is because I believe that many women see physical activity, like quote unquote physical activity, as doing a full blown workout. And this goes back to that all or nothing thinking, right? We talk about this a lot, but sometimes it's easy to feel like, well, unless I can get in a full workout, which right now at this phase of life, the issues that I have going on right now, I just can't do that right now. So I end up not doing anything. So we almost look at physical activity as like a black and white thing. Like I can either do all of it, like be fully physically active with workouts every day, or I'm completely sedentary. And what I'm trying to show you here is that it's not like that. Your physical activity can be all of the movements that you do throughout the day, just as part of your daily living. And that's the part that I want you to really focus on increasing. Okay, stop for just a second. Is your core a hot mess right now? I know that's kind of a personal question, but if you feel like your core muscles are squishy and can't fire, and it feels like they're just non-existent, and maybe even because of that, you've been experiencing like back pain and posture issues and just this general lack of confidence in your body, then I want to invite you to join me for my free 5-day core tune-up. Unfortunately, most other core training strategies out there just target your abs and give you a bunch of like high burn ab exercises that end up hurting you in the long run. So I want to show you something completely different. In my 5-day core tune-up course, I'm going to lead you through the exact movements that your entire core needs to engage properly and function at its best. And we're going to do it in less than 10 minutes a day with no equipment needed. All right. By the end of these 5 days, you will feel your core muscles. You'll feel your hips. You'll feel your glutes. And you'll also have this arsenal of knowledge and body awareness for how to adjust your posture and your core throughout the day. And most importantly, you'll finally experience hope for your core again. This 5-day core tune-up course, it's totally free. Just go to 5daycore.com, 5daycore.com to sign up, and I will send you the day one video right away. Strong core, here you come. All right, enough of the studies and the boring science stuff. You really want to know how. How can you increase your NEAT? How can you be more intentionally active during the day outside of workouts themselves. Well, let me brag on my mom real quick because she is remarkably active. She's going to be 70 this year and she does real workouts like 2 or 3 days a week. She does the workouts that I design in one of my programs and she gets those done. But outside of her workouts, this is the part I'm talking about. Everything that's not a workout. She just stays moving constantly. And she's a lot of it has to do with where we live. We're kind of in the ranch area of Idaho. In fact, we live on a ranch. We've got 6 horses. We're kind of on a compound. So my parents are my neighbors. And so every day she's out there feeding the horses both in the morning and in the evening. And what's involved with feeding the horses, it's a lot. There's a lot of activity involved with that. You're moving hay bales around. And these are like 50-pound hay bales, 60 pounds sometimes. You're shoving these around, moving them around. You're lifting flakes of hay. You're tossing them over. You're moving pans of grain. And you're just kind of out there doing a lot of this, like lifting, squatting, throwing, tossing activity. You're on your feet doing a lot of that. On top of that, she also goes and walks to get the mail every day. And that's a long driveway, actually. Her driveway is about 1/4 mile long. So down and back is 1/2 mile. So these are all ways throughout the day that she is just kind of staying active throughout the day. Now, you don't have to live on a ranch in Idaho to ensure that you are a really active person outside of your workouts. Lots of things that you can do. And a lot of these things you've probably heard before, but I'm going to give you some new ideas here. Go for a walk every day. Whether or not you also did a workout, great. Just also go for a walk every day. Get outside, breathe the fresh air, look at the sky, listen to the birds in the tree. Like, just get outside and go for a walk, even if it's just walking to your mailbox and back. You can also park at the very back of the parking lot. Get in the habit of doing that. Park way at the other side of the parking lot and walk in. It might cost you 2 minutes, but that's 2 more minutes of activity that you can get for your body. Do a stretching routine in the evening. If you're sitting there watching TV in the evenings or reading your book, just get up every so often. Go through some of your favorite posture stretches. I love doing this in the evenings too. Just some big shoulder rolls, overhead stretches, big forward folds. Like, just try to get your whole body involved. That little extra bit of stretching feels so good right before you go to bed too. You can also, you know, if you have stairs in your house, take the stairs as often as you can. Just go up and down. Like, have a room upstairs that you access a lot and try to go up and down them as much as possible. I think as we age, the moment we stop taking stairs every day, it really contributes to our decline in functionality. In addition to taking those stairs every day, be weird. Okay. So look for all of the opportunities you can to just think outside the box and be the weird one. When everybody else is taking the escalator, take the stairs that are beside the escalator. It might take you an extra 1 or 2 minutes, but that's an extra 1 or 2 minutes that you can put in your neat category, which is phenomenal. So be weird about it, but purposefully look for every opportunity you can to just stay moving every day outside of your regular workouts. So let me be frank with you. If you are struggling with your weight right now, if you're not as trim as you would like to be, and you feel like your metabolism is a constant battle, and you also feel like you're just doing all the things, like you're trying to do everything right and it's still not working, step back and ask yourself, how much NEAT are you getting every day? Are you getting those workouts in, checking that box, but then you're sedentary the rest of the day? If that is the case, you will always struggle. Okay, I want you to see physical activity as so much more than just checking off a workout and being done. Be someone that moves as much as you can all day long. Okay, just be a mover. Let that be your baseline. Look for every opportunity to move. That is just your baseline, your foundation. That's what you do every day. Okay, and then allow those higher intensity activities kind of to be the sprinkle on the top. Let those things be the extra. The 2 or 3 days a week that you're doing that planned workout, let that be the extra. But all of the movement that you do throughout the day that's not exercise related, that adds up big time. And so I want you to look for every opportunity you can to just stay moving as much as possible. We always laugh in our family because my dad cannot sit still. He's 72 years old, but he fidgets like a 10-year-old. Trying to go out to dinner with him is always a little bit of a struggle because as soon as we get to the restaurant, we can't get him to just like sit down to read the menu. He's always up and around. He's looking at the building. He finds somebody that he knows and he's over off talking to them and he's just kind of active. He's staying moving and we finally get him to order and eat his food when it comes. And as soon as he's done eating, he's up and around again. He's out walking around the block and he's just constantly in motion, even at home. Like on the weekends, his version of relaxing is being out on the ranch and working with like the trees and the heavy equipment and moving things around and do it. Like that's like just activity is his form of like therapy. And what's amazing about that is my dad is incredibly trim. He's never struggled with his weight. And I think it's not a coincidence. Genetics certainly play a role, but a lot of that is the amount of NEAT that he gets every day. I used to work with him at his business years ago. He works in an airplane factory and he's the boss. And so I got a job there and I remember working and just being on the floor doing my job and asking one of my coworkers, I'm like, does he walk around like this all day long? They're like, oh yeah, he's always out here on the floor just talking to everybody and walking around and just moving constantly. And he's like never worked out a day in his life. I'm helping him with some of his back pain right now because he's got that. There's that issue, but weight is not an issue for him. His metabolism is fantastic as someone who's a 72-year-old. And a lot of that is because he just stays moving all day long. And on the flip side, I know a lot of people that are in their 60s, 70s, maybe even younger, where they look for every opportunity to sit and relax. Like the goal is to relax, to sit and relax. And I think there is a time and a place for that. Absolutely. We want to make sure that your body is not under stress. You need to sit and relax, but not at the expense of being someone who moves. Okay. So look at all the opportunities throughout the day that you can become a mover, someone who is getting a lot of that NEAT in, that non-exercise activity, thermogenesis. Let that be your big takeaway. Increase your NEAT every day. Look for ways that you can increase your NEAT. Okay. Let me know after you listen to this. I would love to hear from you how you are working on increasing your NEAT, what you are doing to improve the amount of movement that you have throughout the day. Ultimately, I would love to hear how that impacts your body as well. All right, my friend, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you learned something new, some new words, and until next time, be strong.